Kof Gimel Adar, Tuesday the 21st of March, Rabbi Jonas and Quinn, when the CEO calls, answer. Chief Executive Officer.
Good morning. I don't know who puts this together, but there is definitely a lot people can learn from going around the world and seeing different programs that people establish. This is a fantastic way to start the day. Thank you very much for having me speak. I am from Los Angeles, and one of the things about traveling is it gets us to realize that there are something called four seasons around the world, where it gets a little bit on the cold side, so this is a bit of an Arctic chill. I decided that, I have to speak on a topic, and I had a little bit of a hesiris last week with the Cheda Egel. Not that I observe the Cheda Egel, but just some of the ideas from the Cheda Egel I'd like to share with you. I'm walking down the street in Los Angeles with my children, and on the way home, on Erev Rosh Hashanah, we're walking back for the Suda in our house, and there was a Mexican kid and a African-American kid and somebody else. And my son comes a little bit closer to me, and these people, they must have been maybe 18 years old, say to me, "You know, you look so smart in that suit. You Jews look so smart in that suit." I said, "Thank you so much. I'm wearing my hat. Where do you get that hat from? What a hat. Wow." I said, "Well, it's from Israel." "Wow, how much is it?" Okay, we got a little bit detailed. He said, "You know what you Jews remind me of? You remind me of Amish with swag. Amish with swag." And I'm thinking to myself, wow, you know, on Erev Rosh Hashanah, on my way home, to start the new year, I have to think of myself as Amish with swag. How often do I get a chance to think about how privileged we are that we're at one stage up from the Amish? You know, so I'd like to speak about how privileged we are and how much we really have to appreciate it. I'm in San Francisco, and one of the things about San Francisco, the Medrash says that when the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, little pieces of the Beis HaMikdash, little fragments of the stones, went to different places around the world. And any place one of the stones landed is a Makom Torah. One of the Rabbanim once said, San Francisco, the stone did not land. It is one of the largest areas of concentrated Jews that are unaffiliated, over 350,000. So I'm sitting in San Francisco in one of these little cafe areas, and I'm meeting with students. That's what I do typically. And this fellow comes over, old man, and he sits down at our table, sitting one-on-one meeting with somebody, sits down at our table. And there was another lady there who said, "Just ignore him. He always does this to people." I said, "In which European Jewish town are you from?" She said, "Well, I'm from France." I said, "Good, I'm going to send him to your table." So ultimately, he stayed at my table, and I'm learning with this kid, and he says to me while eating his clam chowder, "Ich hat gedenkt, du redest Yiddish. You speak Yiddish?" I said, "Yeah." He said, "I remember," he looks at my tzitzis, "I remember when my mama said, you can't go outside, on the Dalit Kanfus, you can't go outside without your tzitzis. Can't go outside without your tzitzis." I said, "I remember." And then I was in Auschwitz. And my job in Auschwitz, he tells me, was he had to clean up the crematorias. Every day, he said, "I had to clean it up. Every day." He said, "But," this was right before Yom Kippur, he said, "But, Shema Yisrael, Hashem Aleikenu, Hashem Echad." And I looked at him and I said, can I get a bracha from you? And he said to me, and Satmarov said, "You find a Yid who still is a Maimon after the Holocaust, ask him for a bracha." I said, "Can I get a bracha?" He said to me, "From me, I'm eating clam chowder." He said, I said, no, "You're a Maimon, I want a bracha." He gives me a bracha. We walk outside, about 10 minutes later, I see him, and I said, "Shalom Aleichem." And he said, "Who are you?" I said, "We just met inside." He said, "I have short-term memory loss, I'm sorry." He said, "But, Shema Yisrael Hashem Aleikenu Hashem Echad." Okay, we're a people, we have a long history of survival. This man from San Francisco, what connection does he have with Yiddishkeit other than remembering Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad? We each have our ways of connecting, and Baruch Hashem, it's what makes us Yidden. Just one more story one more story. I was calling, I get a phone call from Capital One Bank from Texas. And the man in Texas says, "Hi, is this Mr. Quinn?" I said, "Yes." He said, "There is a check that that somebody brought in. We want to make sure that we can cash it, that you actually wrote it." I said, yes, it's okay. He said, actually, we're after bank hours. I'm going to call you back tomorrow. Is that okay at 10 a.m.? I said, no problem. I said, okay, be well. He calls me back the next morning at 10 a.m., and he says to me, Mr. Quinn, can I wish you a good Shabbos? I said, my name is Jonathan Quinn. It sounds Irish Catholic. How did you know that I am a Yid? He said, because the only people that ever end a phone conversation with be well, otherwise Zay Gazun, are Yidden. And instead I figured I would ask if I could ask you a good Shabbos. If you knew what I was talking about, then, you know, we're in the same boat. Baruch Hashem, we have ways of speaking, we have ways of behaving, and this is our long history of survival. Now, unfortunately, we have something that's called Amkshe Oirev. Okay? The Alter Slabatka said, and the Ibn Ezra in that last week's Parsha said, what was the Avera of the Cheda Ego? What was the actual Chet? What, that we were Oivdei Avodah Zarah? The Medrash says, when Moshe Rabbeinu says, Vayachal Moshe es b'nei Hashem alekav, Vayomer, Lama Hashem yechare apachal ve'amecha, asher itseisam eretz Mitzrayim. Why is Moshe Rabbeinu remembering Eretz Mitzrayim here? What is it? Yasher itseisam eretz Mitzrayim? Why are you getting upset at us? You took us out of Egypt? What is going on? The Medrash says, Moshe Rabbeinu was saying, we were there for 210 years. They were Oivdei Avodah Zarah, and we were Oivdei Avodah Zarah. It's not our fault. One of the biggest syndromes in the United States is it's not my fault syndrome. It's not our fault. We were part of Oivdei Avodah Zarah. That's where we lived. That's where we were inculcated. That's how we grew up. That's how we were nurtured. So it's our fault that we are Oivdei Avodah Zarah? HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I am not going to punish you because you're Oivdei Avodah Zarah. Ve'ata hanichali, leave me alone. Ve'yichar api bahem, I'm going to take my wrath and vengeance upon them. Ve'achalem ve'eschaz l'goy gadol. Why? V'nei am k'she oirefu. You're an am k'she oiref. Perek lamed beis, pasuk tes. V'yomer Hashem al Moshe, ra'isi es am hazeh, v'nei am k'she oirefu. They are stiff-necked people. You know, if you're a chiropractor, that's fantastic. But if you're not a chiropractor, what does it mean? Am k'she oiref. So, this idea of am k'she oirefu. What is am k'she oirefu? This stubbornness, this inability to move on, to close a chapter and start new. The inability to move on, the inability to recognize how HaKadosh Baruch Hu is involved in our daily world, in our daily life. I had a great uncle, very esteemed Rav from Torah Vadas. And he once said, he was bending down at the age of 90 to put a donation under a door. And one of his Talmidim sees him and says, Rebbe, what are you bending down for? He said, it's good to bend. He said, the Pasuk says, Emes me'eretz titzmach. Truth will sprout from the ground. The Magen Mezrich says, truth will sprout from the ground? Look at this world. Do you see truth sprouting from the ground? Do you see truth all over the place? You know, I see a lot of other stuff. I don't know if I see truth sprouting from the ground. The Magen Mezrich said, es is good to bend. That person has to bend down. We have to bend a little bit. Emes me eretz titzmach. It sprouts from the ground. When we bend a little bit, when we can be a little bit flexible, say, okay, so that's the way I grew up, but maybe I can change. Maybe. It's okay to change. I'm sure if Kal Yisrael was saying, this is where we came from. What are we supposed to do? It's a bit of an apathetic approach to things. I'm sitting on an airplane. A lot of my stories do occur this way. And I'm sitting next to a fellow who I like to take a look to see who they are. Maybe they're somebody famous. Say hello. So I sit down. I open up my chumash. And the guy sitting next to me says, do you speak Hebrew? And I figured the one time I don't have to speak with students about Yiddishkeit and Torah, and, you know, it's a nice thing to do, but sometimes you want a little bit of a break. HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, no break. This man says to me, do you speak Hebrew? I said, yes. Close my chumash, and he said, my father just died. He was from Egypt. He moved to Chicago many years ago, and I'm 57 years old. He just died. I need to know what to put on his tombstone. Can you help me? So we start going back and forth. He tells me a little bit about his father. Then he says, you know, by the way, what is this whole Jewish stuff about anyway? You know, I've been fasting on Yom Kippur, and I never married a guy, not because I know, not because I really care, but my parents said, I'll kill you. You know, but what does that have to do with my life? I don't know what it means. So I said, funny you ask. And we start speaking about this on a flight that should have been 50 minutes, or at least it's scheduled for 50 minutes, ended up being an hour 45. And we start going through everything. You know, how do you know that Torah Misinai, Torah Shebal Peh, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is still involved? He didn't create the world and throw away the key. that there's a concept of Shabbos, who created the weekends anyway, we start going through the concept of the Aleph Beis and Gematria and love and Ahava and what everything means, the intrinsic meaning of every word that is found within the word itself in Hebrew. And I said, you know, this happened a couple of years back, I said, you know, we are in the year 5,773 since the creation of man. And he looks at me and he says, what? I said, yeah, 5,773. He said, I have to tell you something. He said, I work for United. I've been working for United Airlines for over 25 years. And what I do is I put together the engines. They come in 5,000 pieces. And he said, every engine, you can stack economy chairs, 7 of them, from floor to ceiling on a 777. And, you know, they're quite amazing. You have to still use a manual because of regulations. I said, even if you're so sure of yourself, see, you still have to have direction. And he said, you know, when you buy a new item, it says inspected by, and there's an inspection number. It says inspected by 47, inspected by 42. You ever want to know who those people are behind those numbers? He said, well, for 30 years, I've had the same inspection number at United Airlines, and it's 5,773. I feel as if I was just born today. And I'm thinking to myself, I know HaKadosh Baruch Hu exists, but when things like this happen, Hashem's saying, Shalom Aleichem, remember me? Wait, I davened this morning. No, Shalom Aleichem, remember me? Wait, I just made a bracha. Shalom Aleichem, remember me? We go through the motions, but this is part of that Am Kshei Oirif that the Medrash says we still struggle with that. The Alter of Slobodka said that this is the apathy that we as from Yidden still have when it comes to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Ran in Rosh Hashanah says as follows. The Gemara says, Afal pi sheyotza maitzi. Kol Yisrael arevim zebeze. Even if we were yotzei a mitzvah, we fulfilled the mitzvah, we still have that ability to be maitzi somebody else. Why? Because Kol Yisrael arevim zebeze. We're all in the same boat. The Ran says, in every mitzvah there is two aspects. One is for us to fulfill the mitzvah, but the second is to make sure other people fulfill the mitzvah too. Okay, felt in a mitzvah, if lacking in our mitzvah is if we don't make sure other people fulfill it as well. Why? Because when there is emes, we get excited about emes. When there isn't, okay, I'll do it, I'll get it done with. Rav Galinsky said a maisa. He said there was a avrich that comes to his kollel in the morning, and he says to his chavrusa, last night I had a dream. Amazing dream. HaKadosh Baruch Hu started talking to me. Now, if I were to tell you HaKadosh Baruch Hu spoke to me in a dream last night, all right, he's jet-lagged. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu was talking to me in a dream last night. He said, come on. You know the Gemara says, the Gemara in Bracha says, Gemara in Ksuvos, you dream about what you thought about all night, or all day. So you dream about that at night. He's like, are you kidding? He said, who's got time? I wake up in the morning, I daven shacharis, I eat breakfast, I say brachos hamazon, I have to go to learn. Then I go to mincha, and then I have afternoon seder. Then I got to come home, help my wife with the kids. Then I got to go to night seder, and then I have my erev. Who's got time to think about HaKadosh Baruch Hu? You think I'm thinking about HaKadosh Baruch Hu during the day? You know, Rav Galinsky said, unfortunately, you know, at times, we're doing all the motions. But does HaKadosh Baruch Hu's ideas and concept of what he represents, of how he's totally with us on a given moment, and any given moment that he's with us, listen to what the Or HaChaim says. The Or HaChaim HaKadosh says in last week's Parsha. Beautiful Or HaChaim. He says, "V'shamru b'nei Yisrael sashabas la'aseis es sashabas l'day reisam." Beautiful Or HaChaim, highly recommend taking a look at it. And you can, many different pshatim, but one of them he says like this: "V'shamru b'nei Yisrael sashabas. Klal Yisrael keeps Shabbos. La'aseis es sashabas. You have to make Shabbos. What's the difference between v'shamru and la'aseis?" And he says, "Aviv shamar es hadavar." We are excited. We can't wait for it to come. Now, I don't know about you, but sometimes you can't wait for it to come because it's been a long week. You know, Pesach Kron always said, you know, the kid that's mimicking his father at the Shabbos table, you know, that's what the kid sees. Sees the father come home and he sits down at the Shabbos table. Is Shabbos exciting because it was a very difficult week. I can't wait for Shabbos. I can't wait to be off of work. Or is it because of La'aseis es HaShabbos? Why is Klal Yisrael keeping Shabbos? V'shamru b'nei Yisrael es HaShabbos? We keep it, yes, but we sleep. Or, you know, it's a day off. We get to eat a couple of good meals. I always said in America, there is a day called Thanksgiving. Okay? George Washington established Thanksgiving in the 1700s. And if you look at George Washington's speech, it was as if there was a rav giving a shmooze in a shul. all about how we have to give thanks to this glorious being, God, the Almighty, for bringing us here. And what is, was, and always will be is only due to Him. That was Thanksgiving. Thereby, I declare in Congress, we should establish November the whatever as a day for thanks. And I always remind myself how the Rambam says first stage in Avodah Zarah is in every level of Avodah Zarah is taking one of the things that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created and saying I can connect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu that way. But eventually, we drop the HaKadosh Baruch Hu and just try and connect to that thing. So Thanksgiving has become another holiday in America where people are shopping. They're all in the supermarkets buying food, buying everything. And it's a big day. And I think to myself, as everybody is around there shopping, I say, you know, my wife does this every Shabbos. You know, you're spending hours and weeks preparing and thinking what menu. Every Shabbos, you know, this is what we do. We don't do Shabbos because it's good food. You know, that's Thanksgiving. We do Shabbos because of Lasses of Shabbos. But that means we have to remember HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, keep Shabbos. What does the word Shabbos mean? Rest? No, we're not resting. I don't know how many people have to walk a little bit of a distance to the shul they go to. Is that rest? You know, that's my rest. They say a joke of a guy that he forgot one of his children's homework in his office. And he figured, you know what? He'll just walk over to his office. And he's climbing up 44 flights, you know, to his office on the 44th floor. And the janitor sees him, he's like, why are you out of breath? He's like, I took the stairs. What are you taking the stairs for? He says, it's my day of rest. You know, like, really? That's the day of rest? Is that what Shabbos is? Shabbos comes from the word Shvitah. In Israel, everybody knows about a Shvitah. You know, what is a Shvitah? Every month in Darnishtig, there's a Shvitah. Shvitah means to protest. But protest is something you have to do actively. You don't just passively take off. You know, you have to actively protest. You know, there was a comedian who once says, I'm against picketing, but I don't know how to show it. You know, standing out there with the signs, I'm against it, but I can't show it. You know, so a person that is protesting, you have to actively protest. Show what we're affiliated with. Show what we believe in. Shabbos comes from a Shvita. It also comes from a Tshuva. Shav, to return. What are we returning to? We're returning to the La'aseh Sesah Shabbos. We have to make sure that we make Shabbos. There was a fellow, I mean, I'm going to use the M25, okay? But it happened in America. Guy was driving down the freeway. Now, there's an amazing app called Torah Anytime. Yeah. You can listen to Shirim at any time. And he's listening to a shir, and as he's driving down the motorway, all of a sudden he hears a lorry, a huge truck, a honk. And he gets, you know, a little bit shaken, pulls over to the side for a second, looks around. You know, nobody's there. Continues driving, and he hears a siren of a police. And he pulls over, and he looks around, and there's nobody there. At that moment, there was a truck that had rammed into the place that he was at and had seven cars in front of him. Just totally, a tremendous accident. And had he not pulled over, that would have been him. And he was thinking to himself, where were these noises coming from? He realized it was coming from the shear. And the shir that he was listening to happened 15 years before. What did HaKadosh Baruch Hu do? Randomly place a honk of a lorry or a police siren? No. HaKadosh Baruch Hu knew that 15 years later there was going to be somebody that wasn't their time yet. So what HaKadosh Baruch Hu did was make sure that that siren and that horn was going to be heard as if it was by Biyayim. And he was going to listen to that shir. That happened 15 years before. And it's such an einfall, how HaKadosh Baruch Hu works. Not just something that is today. He's the CEO of the world. He's the chief executive officer. He controls the world. But how often do we think about that? I know that Rav Noach Weinberg once said, he said, you know, unfortunately, when you ask people, what do they live for? We can't answer that. Because, you know, what would we die for? We have no idea because we don't know what we would live for. Oh, we live for Yiddishkeit. What does that mean? What does that mean? We live for HaKadosh Baruch Hu? You know, is it at random moments? Rav Yitzchak Shiner told me, he said that if he had to make a bumper sticker, his bumper sticker would say, this is the Almighty speaking. I'm going to be taking care of everything today. And I really don't need your help. So sit back and relax. But we don't feel that way. It's unfortunate, but we don't feel that way. In this week's parsha, it says, "V'hamalacha haisa dayim v'haiser." all of the work of the Mishkan was enough, and there was more. Wait, if it's enough, there isn't more, the Aruch Chaim HaKadosh says. And if there is more, then there's not enough. But when you're excited about something, you overdo it a little bit. You do it with a little bit of a fanfare. You make it attractive. If it's something we just want to potter ourselves, shine, we can run in, take care of what we have to do, and walk out. I'm not really there. V'amalach ha'isadayim v'haiser. Klal Yisrael was excited about it. There was this idea of, you know, that am k'shei oirev, where we came from. You know, Baruch Hashem, we have a tremendous heritage. But the areas that we can be mishapetz, we can improve on, means we have to bring HaKadosh Baruch Hu into our life a little bit more. And I, you know, it's very possible we don't struggle with this. I struggle with this. And I have to meet with people every day talking about HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Shouldn't I be thinking about HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Or is it just the motion? Is it just the words? Even speaking now, is it just the words? Is it not just the idea behind it? In Los Angeles, I run a kirov organization. And Baruch Hashem, you know, the people have a tremendous void. And everywhere in the world, people have a void. When Yiddishkeit, where they stem from, they didn't even realize that existed. And they start to learn a little bit. They really grow. And Baruch Hashem, years later, you can look back at them from where they began to where they are. That amount of growth, you can only imagine from infancy to adolescence. You can never imagine an adult actually making such changes in their life. There was a particular girl from San Francisco who came on a birthright trip that we ran, and she decided she was going to stay in Eretz Yisrael. And on birthright programs, I give out these Kaisel note cards that people can fill in what they want. They can put it in the wall. Okay. So she writes that she feels that she's gaining clarity in Eretz Yisrael. And she puts this into the wall. And she decides that she's going to stay. And she ended up extending, went to Neve Yerushalayim, a seminary in Yerushalayim. And it was around Pesach time. And she was in the acting community, the drama acting community. And she said, you know what, I think I have to go back. And I definitely feel I have clarity, but you know, there's clarity here, but I have to start my life. I gotta get back. And she says, but before I do that, you know, I got inspired at the Kaisel. I'm going to go back to the Kaisel. And she goes back to the Kaisel, and she's standing there, you know, she wants clarity from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And she bends down, and she picks a piece of paper up off the floor, and she opens it up. And it was none other than the note that she had written 4 months before. And it said in that note that she's getting clarity in Eretz Yisrael. She said, okay, I think I'm going to go back. No, she decided to stay. And, you know, is that random? You know, these are Mikra B'Alma, we said in Parsha Zachar. Mikra B'Alma. Mikra means cool it off. What's the big deal? Get a hisiris from a story? Nah, it's okay. Cool it off. No, Hashem says, get on fire. There should be a bren. You know, when we hear a story, there should be a bren. Rav Yitzchak Shvadron told me, and then I found it in a Me'iri in Yuma. He said, you know, it's a mitzvah to share ma'isim. You know, it's a mitzvah. Shenemar zecher tzadik levracha. When you share a ma'isa, it's a mitzvah. Because people get inspired. There's a hisiris. It's the antithesis of Amalek. It's getting rid of that kriras, getting rid of that cult. You know, what is simon cult? In Shari Tshuva, Shar Gimel. He says, you know, in Kuf Lamites, cult. That's how I remember it. He says, you know what's cult? Cult, he says, what is an offshoot of Shvichas Damim? He says, embarrassing somebody in public. That's an offshoot of Shvichas Damim, and according to the Shari Tshuva, according to Rabbeinu Yena, it's very possible that that's Yarek Val Yavor. You can't be Mavayish Bifar Hesia. No, that's cult. But we're not cult. We gotta warm up. We gotta warm up. I just happened to see a Mishnah this morning, and the Mishnah described in Peah describes certain Zaysim as Baishani, or Baishani, I believe the Lashon is. They're embarrassing. What does that mean, the zesim are embarrassing? There are certain zesim that drip with their olive juice and embarrasses all of the other zesim trees. And what other the concept and culture in the world do we ever find a one tree embarrassing another tree? Does that make sense to us? HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, even the things that are mundane, even things that, you know, don't have feelings, but we relate to it in a way that one tree embarrasses another tree. That enables us to actually focus on that when it comes to other people. To come to a close, because I want to make sure I'm on Yekish time here. The one of the reasons that we cover challah. I always said to students, I said one of the two, a little bit on the weirder things that as Yidden we do, one of them has to do with Indians. You know, we go outside and we praise the moon, we dance in a circle. Is that, you know, try explaining Kiddush Levana to somebody. It's a very interesting thing. And then why do we cover the challah on Shabbos? Because the wine's going to be embarrassed. The challah's going to be embarrassed because we're making a bracha on the wine first. You know, explain that. Explain that. Really? Is this what I'm getting involved in? But what is this idea? Because as Yidden, we have to be sensitive even on mundane. Because if we're not sensitive on the mundane, Allah has kama v'kama when it comes to something real. You know. But part of the sensitivity is not being am kshei ayrev. Is being able to recognize that where I came from and what I was, you know what, I could always change. You know, they say President Obama wanted change, we want cash, right? No, but in this case, we want change, right? We want change. We want to make change. And we want to make change in a way that actually impacts ourselves. One of the most important relationships that we have to focus on is between us and ourselves. And between us and ourselves is actually being aware and having a hisairus, not a krirus, having a hisairus of that Kadosh Baruch Hu is involved with me. With me, I'm walking down the street. He's with me. I'm involved in my business and daily activities. He's with me. I'm on a flight going who knows where. He's with me. It's an amazing thing. When we say Baruch Atah Hashem, Elokeinu Melech Ha'olam, He's Elokeinu. He's with me. Hashem's with me. When I keep Shabbos, B'shamru B'nei Yisrael Asa Shabbos, La Asa Shabbos. I do Shabbos for one reason, not because it's a day off, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu said so. And we can have so many Tamei mitzvahs. Why do we do this mitzvah? Why do we do that mitzvah? But there is one reason. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu said so. That's first and foremost. To end with a story. We were traveling through Frankfurt. And I guess in Eretz Yisrael you can racial profile and it's okay. Okay, go through Ben Gurion, they'll pull you over. You look a little sketchy, they'll pull you over. In America, chas v'shalom, you can't do that. Over here, I felt like I was a parasite coming through a UK border for 45 minutes when they're, you know, letting every Tom, Dick, and Harry in, or Muhammad, when whoever in, and me, they start asking me questions. How long are you here for? What are you here for? What are you doing? I'm here for a chasana. What's a chasana? Anyway, so finally, I get through the border, but we're going in Lufthansa. And sit down, you will enjoy. And as we're going through security again in Frankfurt, the obviously racial profiled us because we look a little sketchy, Jonathan Quinn, and I'm Jewish. And he goes like this to my son, opens his arms, you know, wide, and my son's about 2.5, and gives him a hug. Gives him a hug. Because what does my son know from? He knows from, you know, how we would address him, giving him a hug. That's love. What what are you doing? You want to search me? You know, I'm 2.5 years old. All I know from is love. All I know from is what my default is. And Baruch Hashem, we have a tremendous default that we can default back onto, and that is HaKadosh Baruch Hu created us. He's the Tata in Shamayim that we sometimes forget, and probably more often than not, even when we're doing the motions, we forget. My bracha to myself, and I'll share it with everybody else, is that even when we do the motions, may this year bring change, and that change is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is in control. HaKadosh Baruch Hu told me I need to do this, and then we'll be La Seisa Shabbos. Thank you very much.